illusion, but existence was not, essence was not. Paris, springtime, early evening, 1940s. Some war damage, but the streets are clear. Still a little glow of sunset on the bottom of the clouds. I'm on a trolley going down Saint-Germain-des-Prés. It stops with a clatter and a bell, and I step off right at Les Deux Magots. I approach one of the sidewalk tables with diffidence, Hemingway and Fitzgerald, and a woman who is not Zelda. The aroma of absinthe in the still, warm air. There's an empty chair. Hemingway looks up as I approach. Jake, take a load off your feet. He beckons to the waiter. Garçon, une autre, s'il vous plaît? The waiter sets down a small glass with a metal device that holds a sugar cube. He carefully pours the green absinthe through it. Before sipping, I inhale the wormwood and licorice sting, then drink it in one stab. Good stuff, eh? Hemingway grins his famous grin. Not quite legal anymore. I nod, but before I can say anything, the waiter hovers over and says, in pretty good English, There is a woman asking for you, monsieur. Would you follow me? Hemingway nods understanding, and I follow the waiter into the dimness inside. The smell of herbs and butter and garlic at work. In a candle-lit booth, a beautiful woman looks up at me from under an absurd hat, cocks her head, and smiles. My Jacob. Mother? I take her gloved hand, and we kiss, the way friends kiss here and now, both cheeks and the first again. She's wearing just a ghost of Chanel. A sommelier appears and draws the cork from a bottle of wine. I don't have to look at the label. This is a new wine, he says, but we think it will show promise, given time. Given time, what might not? He pours a small amount for my mother, then for me. We touch glasses with a dry, crystal chime. Before it reaches my lips, the bouquet tells me it's not a young Bordeaux. He sets the bottle down, and I see that the label is faded almost to illegibility. But the year is 1945. I sip it, and the flavor expands, explodes. She smiles at me. It's a moment that could last forever. End of Old 20th by Joe Haldeman. J-O-E-H-A-L-D-E-M-A-N. Read by Richard Howenstein in the studios of the American Printing House for the Blind, Louisville, Kentucky, for the Library of Congress, July 2007. An ACE book, published by the Berkeley Group, Penguin Group USA Incorporated, 375 Hudson Street, New York, New York 10014, USA. www.penguin.com. Further reproduction or distribution in other than a specialized format is prohibited. If you found any cassette in this book to be defective, please place a rubber band or piece of string around that cassette for identification. Place it in the container on top of the front stack of cassettes.